Okay, welcome back to Twin Flame Love, everybody. I just want to say I'm sleepy as fuck, but for some reason I need to get this podcast out tonight. I don't know why, but I do. So, I'm your host, Raina, and this is Twin Flame Love, and tonight I actually want to talk about the Twin Flame journey. Now, at first, I want to talk about what the twin flame journey is. For the most part, like I said, I'm sleeping, y'all, so I might forget some shit. Please forgive me, but for whatever reason, like I said, I need to get this out tonight.
You two share the same soul that has been split into two separate vessels. Twin flames are not all heterosexual relationships. They are also same-sex relationships. One of you each embody, everybody embodies divine masculine and feminine energy. But in this instance, on this journey, you have masculine and you have a feminine. And it's just about who embodies which energy the most. But the energies are also, you can embody one or the other at any given time. But the journey is about balancing both within you, being whole within yourself, which is a part of the journey, getting back to who you are and getting back to oneness with yourself, with nature, and your twin. But your twin is really retarded, I feel like, sometimes. Because they be like, become one with your twin, but you are your twin because y'all are the same one. Oh my goodness. It's going to be like that, y'all, tonight. So laugh at me if you must. It's okay because I'm laughing at me too. It's one and the same. You're your twin and your twin is you. And that's why it's so easy to have that connection, even a telepathy. And you just have this knowing about your twin, period. Like, you don't even have to try. They're your ultimate soulmate because, like I said, you share the same soul, just in two different vessels. So, a lot you will have in common, but you will also have things that are different. And for the things that are different, it is where one is weak, the other strong, and vice versa. And just, you know, difference. Because, like, me and my twin were both black, African-American. I'm more of the, caramel complexion? I'm a lighter complexion. Okay? And he is a darker complexion. So that's where we're opposite. I have the thin nose. He has the wide nose. Stuff like that. Can be opposite, but I've always felt like we have the same smile. Just, we both have a big smile. We don't mind smiling. We'll smile in a minute. We have things in common, like we're both in the medical field. We both love to make people laugh. We with the jokes all the time. We talk. Of course, he's more friendlier than I am. You know a gazillion fucking people. Me, on the other hand, I would rather not talk to you. You know what I'm saying? He's more respectful. And I mean, I'm respectful. It's just certain stuff. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. Period. But it is seen as disrespectful to others. I got this face acne, y'all, between, I don't even know. But yes, some things we have that are the same, and then some things are different. And it's with your twin, every twin. Like I said, it doesn't always have to be the strength and weaknesses, because, like, I'm light, he dark. I don't think there's a strength and weakness in that. It's just, we're opposite in that. It's just who you are. Well, I guess it could be a strength and weakness, because, you know, one may be more confident. I think both of us are fine. You know, we don't have a complex when it comes to that. But Even your wounds will be the same, but I feel like the wounds all around are general with anybody, which is abandonment, rejection, and unworthiness. Those are the general three. There may be others, but those are like the top three that most people do have in common, or at least, you know, have one or two of the things. What else is your twin flame? Twin flame. They're your mirror. They reflect back to you the shit that you need to work on. They also reflect back to you your good qualities. But they reflect, what we take notice of the most is when they reflect back the shit we gotta work on. Because of course it hurts. It takes more work. And it causes you to work on yourself, and you have to confront yourself, and it hurts, and you have to go back to the moment that caused you to feel this way, and that really hurts. And that's why a lot of people, this journey is not for the weak, it's not for the faint of heart like you, because what it is asking for, not everybody can give. So that's what it is. And then you have, and of course, it's probably more, like I say, I'm sleepy, number one. Number two, it's just so much information out there about Twin Flame Journey. And I'm honestly at the point where I don't really, it's almost like we're off that part of the journey where I'm trying to figure out if this is what it is. And, you know, any signs and symptoms and all this. I'm no longer on that part of the journey. I've accepted that part. Now I have to learn to accept our relationship where it is right now. Let's see. So then you have the stages of the twin flame journey, which is the first one, of course, is soul recognition. That is when you, of course, first meet and you just see this person and you know there's something about this person. For some, it clicks. For me, it was just like, something about him. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Even when we were in separation, after our first meeting, we knew each other probably 2-3 months. And then we went into separation for 5 years. But throughout that whole time, I just always would say, it's something about him. I don't know what it is. And it would drive me crazy because, you know, I'm a Libra. And we do fall. Well, no, we don't even fall. We just really be in like with whoever we like. Because I promise you, once it's over, right? But this one, I was just like, it's something about him. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. So, yeah, the soul recognition. A lot of more people now probably know, you know, oh, maybe this is my twin flame because it's so much more popular. And then back then, when we first met, I knew nothing about a twin flame. Had never heard of it. Nothing of the sort. You have the soul recognition, and then you have the bubble phase. Like I say, these may not be in order, and honestly, I don't remember all of the stages, which I think is like 5 before you get into union, you know, physical committed union or whatever. You got the bubble phase. That's when, you know, everything, it's like the honeymoon phase. Everything is lovey-dovey, like, nothing, it's just y'all two. Because when you're with your twin, for some reason time stands still and the rest of the world around you does not matter. And I promise you that shit is real. And I know people be like, how can time stand still? How can nothing else around y'all outside of y'all exist? It doesn't. When you get together, especially in that bubble phase, when you get together, yo, we could be standing out in the middle of the major street butt naked. But if we with each other in that moment, we really don't give a fuck. Like, that's how it is. I'm just being honest. Especially, like I say, in that bubble phase, baby. And then something comes along, breaks that bubble, and you generally end up into separation. And if it's not separation, if you don't go into separation, I think it just becomes a bit tumultuous, you know? And in the separation sucks. It does. But it is needed for the growth, and so that you can go off and learn your own lessons. Because you learn lessons together, but then you learn lessons apart as well. And that's when you really grow. My twin and I had two separations. One for 5 years, one for 8 years. Yo. What? After we came back into communication, and I was awakened to the whole journey these last 4 years, the one thing I have said, I don't care if we end up physically together in an actual relationship or not. I'm not going back into separation. And if I do, it's a wrap. I don't want to hear nothing else about no twin flame journey, your twin flame, unconditional love. Well, I mean, I have to have unconditional love. But I'm done with that part. With the journey, he don't have to come back. I love him to death. But if he's gone, he's gone. And I do not mean death, your universe. I do not mean I need him dead. No, no, and no. That's not what I meant. I'm just saying, if we go back into another separation where we don't talk for years, no, it's not happening. I'm done. And in separation, like I say, initially it hurts. It's like a breakup. Almost. Because our second one, when we went into our second one, we just kind of drifted apart on my end. Because come to find out, he said I left him. And I'm assuming he said that because it hurt. But once you were in it, you're in it. Like, you don't even realize it. You're just in it. You're just living life. And the next thing you know, like I said, 5 years went by the first time. And shit, the second time, I didn't even realize. I had to sit down and count. It was like, whoa, shit, it's been like 8 years? Okay. But it was like, no, I'm not doing that again. But you, in the separation, you grow. You really do. Now, in my separation, the second one especially, I was, like, during that time, I was fine. I had went celibate because I was like, fuck these men. I'm going to just concentrate on me and my baby, and we just going to do us. Like, I stopped having sex with my twin, with the other guy I was talking to. I just stopped. I said, I'm going celibate because I was tired of meaningless sex. I need sex with some sustenance to it. So I went celibate. And I ended up celibate for those same 8 years. Now, I did start having sex at one point. Like, that's after the seventh year. Going into the eighth, I had started having sex again. But then I realized I was repeating the same pattern, so I turned it off. I stopped again and was end up celibate for a whole year again after that. And then my twin came along. So that's why I say I was celibate for 8 years. It was like I was celibate for a year, broke it, and then went back on it for a year. But a lot happened. You know, I lost my mom, and I just went through those. I went through the changes with that. And when he came along, I was just kind of coming out of the darkness of that. And, but come to find out, a year later, he ended up losing his mom. I didn't even know she was sick. This is what I mean. He doesn't tell me anything. He won't tell me until he has to. Or wants to. I don't pressure him. Because that won't get me what I want. He's definitely taught me patience. And I just wanted to share experiences about my journey. So so that maybe somebody who is new to the journey or just has questions can relate the ones that it's for. So I awakened. I've known my twin since he was 15 and I was 17 in high school. Now where he's 35 and I'm 36, I'll be 37 in October. And like I said, we went through the two separations. The first one was 5 years after we met in high school. We knew each other for maybe like 2 to 3 months in high school. And then we went in separation and we reconnected. He was around for maybe a year or two. And then we, that one we kind of drifted apart, went our separate ways, because I ended up moving out of state a couple times. Because I moved out of state, came back, then moved out again. And that's when we went to the 8-year separation. And then we reconnected again just 4 years ago. Now, 4 years ago, that's when I awakened to the journey. So, if you find yourself wondering if this is the journey that you're on, you may not know in the beginning. It's like you'll know something is up, but you won't know what if you don't awaken to it at that time. Now, once I awaken to it, so don't feel like you have to awaken to it and know who this person is when you first meet. It may not work out that way. Because in the beginning, in high school, I saw my twin in the classroom with me. But I don't think I ever was like, oh, he's fine. Not that I can remember. It was so long ago. I can't remember. But apparently he saw me. And he approached me. Well, he put together this whole plan to meet me. So, you know, it may not always be like, oh, I think that's my twin flame. It won't necessarily be like that. But anyway, I just awakened to it 4 years ago. To the fact of what was going on and who he was. Like I said before, I always knew it was something about him. I just never knew what it was. So, and ever since I awakened to it 4 years ago, it has definitely been a roller coaster ride of emotions. Because even just me getting in contact with him, OMG, that alone was a roller coaster ride. I'll tell you how that went. I was talking to my roommate. After work, we were sitting at the dining table smoking a blunt. And I can't remember what we were talking about exactly, but she asked me who was the best sex I ever had. Well, I mentioned his name. And it was like, when? I was like, right? Because I said it so fast. And honestly, without thinking, it was just like. And she was like, really? Word? I thought it would have been so-and-so. I was like, you would think, but no. But, and after that moment, he was on my mind constantly. Like it was being beat. I was being beat over the head with him. The memories, just wondering how he's doing. Because like I said, it's been 8 years since I talked to him. So I don't know how he's doing. So I tried for a while. Because I think this went on for probably like 3 weeks or so. I tried to ignore it because I was like, you know, it's been so long. He's not even thinking about me. That man moved on with his life. You know, leave him alone. I honestly, that's what I thought. But it just wouldn't stop. It was just being pounded into my head. And I'm like, no, I'm not contacting this man.
No, the last time I tried to say anything, it didn't go nowhere. So, no, what am I contacting him for? And then one day, I couldn't take it no more. I said, okay, fine, fuck it. I'll send a message. Like, I don't know who I'm talking to myself. So I went on Facebook, I found him, and I sent a message. Just a, hey, how are you? And I was like, okay, if you see the message and don't reply back, you know, because on Facebook, you know, if they've seen it, leave you on red. So I was like, if you leave me on red, I'll just leave it alone. That's that. So I sent the message on a Wednesday. Checked it on Thursday, and I remember this because later on that night, I watched Grey's Anatomy, and that's the later part of the story. But I sent him a message, checked it on Thursday, he hadn't even looked at it, so I said, okay. Excuse me, I was thirsty. So I was like, okay. But when I checked to see if he read the message, I saw a message he had sent me years ago with his phone number. So I was like, what are the chances that that's still his phone number? Because see me, I changed my number often. So no, he did not have my number at all. So I saw the number, and I was debating if I should try it, right? And so later on that night, I said, okay. Now, well, what took me so long, instead of just trying to message him at that moment, it had been years. So it was like, this number could no longer be his, and it belonged to somebody else. Or when he get my message, he won't know who I am, and he won't respond. Or the number is just completely, you know, it doesn't belong to anybody anymore. So later on that night, and like I said, it's been on my mind. It's still on my mind. Been on my mind. And so my roommate and I, we're watching Grey's Anatomy. And at some point, I was just like, listen, I'm going to try. So then I was like, okay, what do I say? So I had came up with this whole thing like, hey, it's Raina, how you doing? I just trying, you know, just wanted to check in on you, see how you doing, whatever, whatever. And then I was like, but what if it's not his number no more? And for some reason, I just felt like saying all of that, which has just been too much if it was not no longer his number. So I was like, okay, bit, I'm going to say hi. That way, if I don't get no response, I don't hear no response. Or they'll just be like, who are you? I tell them who I am. They're like, oh, I think you got the wrong number. Excuse me. So finally, it was after Grey's Anatomy had went off. So I finally said hi. And now I'm thinking I'm not going to get no reply back. But I turned my phone over face down. So funny. Because I was so nervous. I was so full of nerves, y'all. So full of nerves. I said hi, and then I got a reply back. It said, hello, who is this? Now I said, oh no, that's definitely not him. Not only did they replied back fast. And I wasn't going to say anything, and then a voice in my head said, just tell him. Just say your name. You ain't got to be all dramatic or no shit. So I did. I just typed Raina, sent it, and he was like through the roof. The fireworks were going off. The band was playing. Like, he's like, I miss you, blah, 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 blah. And it was just like, wow. That whole time I was thinking you wouldn't even, you know, would have thought two bit more about me than a man in the moon. And here you are. Just, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. And I'm like, okay. Like, I was just taken aback. But anyway, he's like, where are you? I'm here. I'm like, I'm here. He's like, where exactly?
And I told him where I was, and he's like, you're like 45 minutes away from me. So I'm like, oh, that's fine. You know, we can arrange something later. I just wanted to say hey and check on you. And he didn't say anything. And then he hit me back a little later. Not like long. Like, it was some minutes, but it seemed like forever. It's probably about 15, 20 minutes or so. Because then he hit me back and was like, I'm 30 minutes away. Lit. So now I tell my roommate, and she's like, oh my god, oh my god. She's like, you go get in the shower and I'll set the mood. Y'all, when he got there, it was just beautiful. It was literally like some shit you would see out of a movie. You know how that lonely girl who can't never find love, met this boy in high school or college, and she really, really liked him, but she never said anything. Even though I did say something, I will always tell a man or a guy that I like you. I will say that. Now, I might be shy, but when it comes to that, I will say that. Like, yo, I like you. You want to try? What? But it never worked out. So, you know, the girl that, you know, she don't ever say nothing. And then finally, you know, on some maid of honor shit. It's like, okay. It was truly some shit out of the movie. And then come to find out, you find out all along your crush felt the exact same way you did. That's what it was like. And it was a beautiful night. It was so beautiful. That was like the most magical night ever. Like, epic. Okay? We was hugging in the parking lot, just standing out there. He talking about he missed me and I left him. And I'm like, I missed you. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, let's go in the house. Because we cannot conduct the rest of this meeting in the parking lot. So that's when we go in the house and we talk, and he says, I love you. Hold on, what? Yeah, this is probably my favorite story to tell. I tell the story a million times. But anyway, he said, I love you first. Y'all, I was so high, I couldn't even say it back. That's how high I was. And if you smoke, you know how high when you can't speak. You say it in your mind, but it don't come out your mouth. High. I did eventually say it. You know, I told him. I wonder, like, if he ever was like, damn, she ain't say it back. Like, you know. I wonder if that went through his mind or if he just always knew. Because I always knew he loved me, even though he didn't say it. I always knew. You know. You know when you know. Especially now, if you find yourself with your twin flame, you definitely know. But I always knew he did. He just was different from me. Well, I'm like, I like you, let's do this. And he looking like, and it's so funny because he's an Aquarius. So if you know anything about astrology, you know how Aquarians are with emotions, feelings. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just a really magical night. And that was the night we reconnected. And then after that night, I went down the rabbit hole. Because after that night, now, the floodgates have opened of emotions. All the emotions coming back. And it's like, not only are the emotions coming back, they coming back times a million. So it's like somebody just busted open the Hoover Dam and said, you're on your own, sis. How? I ain't got no life jacket, no life boat, no life saver, just nothing. I'm just out here getting swept under by the current. And you talking about good luck? May the odds ever be in my favor? No, ma'am. And the best way I described it, that's one way to describe it. It's so funny because I always describe it using water. And if you're into astrology, tarot, water represents emotions. So, or any aspect of spirituality. You know, water represents emotions, and I've always described it that way, not even knowing. I would always say, you know, he came back and it was like he said, well, one way when it first happened, I would say, you know, I had just started to get my shit all nice and neat. You know, I came in, cleaned up my room. I put all my papers nice and neat on a desk. I put everything in its place, and in its place, everything. And then he just came in and flipped all that shit over. And now my room is a mess again. Or I was just standing on the dock of the bay, minding my own damn business, right? Chilling. It's peaceful. The sun's setting. The ducks is swimming. And I'm just chilling. And then he walks up behind me and just pushed me in the water, right? And you're in the water fighting for your life. You're struggling. Your twin is up on land, dry, watching you. I promise you, that's what it feels like. That's what it felt like to me. Might not feel like that to everybody. And he pushed me in the water, and he's standing there watching me. And you know, because and you're struggling in the water, and you see somebody who can clearly save you, who can clearly help you understand, right? You see them. They see you, see them, see you, see them, right? And you're like, why aren't you doing anything? Like, you're doing absolutely nothing. Like, you're not even in hysteria right now. That's what it's like. You're in this ocean of emotion. And they're just standing there. And you're like, you don't feel any of this? Am I in this shit alone? That's what it's like. Am I in this shit alone? Because the masculines tend to be the ones who are still asleep. Even once you awaken, they remain asleep. So it's like, you don't see me? It's like that Madea skin. You don't see it. He don't see me? You see me? I see you. You know, like, fuck. Help. Help me. Nigga. Like, come on. Okay, so anyway, off of that. That's what it's like, right? And so now I've got all these emotions, all these thoughts, memories. He's on my mind constantly, 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 constantly. And what I truly hate about not the journey, but people and their opinions of the journey are irritating. Because on the twin flame journey, once you meet your twin, or have awakened to the fact that this person is your twin, you can't get them off your mind. You can't stop thinking about them. And I mean, you can't stop thinking about them. Even when you try. Like, you try on purpose not to think about them. And all that does is make it worse. And I know people are like, well, why the fuck would I want to sign up for that? Exactly. Everybody's talking about, where my twin flame? I want my twin flame. Do you? Do you really? Do you really? Because from the moment that man came back in, no, I'm sorry, from the moment I mentioned his name, there has not been a day where he's not been on my mind. And it sounds crazy, because I promise you, once I awakened and I was in that ocean of emotion, I was like, okay, what's wrong? You know, my roommate is looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, I promise you, I'm not understanding. I'm not obsessed. I'm not infatuated. I'm actually trying to stop thinking about him, but I can't. Like, you can't. And when you try and force it, it makes it worse. So if you want to awaken to your twin flame, just please be prepared for your mind to be overtaken by them. Now, it does get to a point where it kind of calms down, and they're like, and you're still thinking about them, but it's more so in the back of your mind. It's not always in the front. And what I mean by in the front is, I don't know,
It's quieter when they're in the back of your mind. They're still there, but it's quieter. It's not so in your face, if that makes sense. So that's going to be there. That is one of the things about being on the journey. You will have the obsessive thoughts. And so I was in that point where, and it really made no sense to me because I've known him before and I've never felt this way before. I know that I love him, but this is to the extreme now. And I'm a Libra, so we daydream about the love of our life all the time. But this, even for me, was just like, I think I got a couple screws loose. Honestly, I was like, I think I do. Wow. You know? So after maybe a month or two, I was like, okay, I need answers because I'm not understanding. My roommate looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. Not because she's being judgmental. She just is not understanding because I don't have these issues. Even when I really like a man, I don't have these issues. Even as a Libra, I don't have these issues. You feel me? So I was like, yo, I need answers. And I was like, if I don't, I was ready to check myself in because I was like, yo, if I don't find answers officially, I have lost my mind. I have truly lost my mind. And I was ready to start Googling like mental asylums or, you know, institutions because I need to check in for that 72 voluntary hold. 72 hour. So I think I literally Googled just like, why am I thinking about him constantly? Or, you know, just something like that. It wasn't even like, who is he my soulmate? It wasn't even nothing like that. And I just literally, it got to the point that I Googled the shit. Like, why do I have all these feelings for this person? You know, it was something so just, like, some shit you wouldn't even think you would ever Google. Talking about, why do I feel these feelings for this person? Why I can't get this person off my mind? You wouldn't think you would be Googling no shit like that. So I was Googling it because I was like, it's got to be some answers because I was just done. And that's when I stumbled upon Twin Flame. It was really, really weird. Is I remember, I don't remember what my roommate was talking to me about, but she had mentioned Twin Flame. And I looked it up. You know, I Googled it and I was reading and I remember being like, oh, well, what the fuck is that? Like, I never, but that's the only, and that's within, because she moved in with me October of 2016. He and I reconnected May of 2017. So you see what I'm saying? Like, it was literally a matter of months. So, I can't remember. I'm like, I remember that happening, but I was like, maybe it was a dream. Because it's one of those things, it's like, I just really don't remember or understand why she would even recommend that, right? But I do remember reading about it and being like, no, I ain't never experienced nothing like that before. So that was that thing. I was like, So I got those answers and I was like, okay. And I'm reading the signs and you go to the stages and just figuring out what to do. So once I found that, of course, I dove in head first. Trying to figure out, is this what this really is that I have with this man? In denial for a very long time. Because it's like, first of all, this sounds like some shit out of a movie. Some shit somebody just decided to make up. Because, of course, you grow up thinking that, you know, just this ultimate romantic partner doesn't exist. But they do. But it don't come easy at all. At all. On this journey, I have cried more than I ever have in my entire life. And I mean, it's been some good wrenching, crying, that snotting and sobbing, just
And when you, they say when you come into the connection with your twin flame, that your life begins to change. And old boy did it. Like I said, my roommate moved in with me October 2016. It was Halloween weekend, matter of fact. Didn't she move out November 2017? And then I think I was there for a year. And then I ended up getting into a car accident November, had to be 2018. Like, just, and then I end up, so I lost my car, and I couldn't go to work because I worked an hour away from where I live. So even an Uber was like $50 one way. So to go to and from work, that's $100 a day, and I got to do this five times a week. I ain't making money like that. So then, and it's funny because everything worked out. I end up, a co-worker heard about what happened. She was like, you come stay with me. And we went and stayed with her for a few months. And then that didn't work out. I went with her so that I could keep going to the location I was at. But then when things didn't work out with her, just so happened, the doctor's office I was working in was no longer releasing the contract they had with my company. So I had to leave that office. So you see, everything, it fell apart, but at the same time, you could tell it was falling apart for a reason, because at the same time I'm moving my doctor's office, I end up leaving her, coming to Detroit, and with a friend who I met through the Twin Flame community, because of course in the beginning, I'm trying to find out everything, I'm trying to find out other people's stories. You know, like, am I the only one? And then, excuse me. You know, the pages on Facebook, I joined groups. I met her on there. We had been talking. Talking for maybe a year. So when all that went down with the coworker, she was like, you can come here. Because it was literally short notice. Like, no notice, basically. Woke up Saturday morning to some bullshit and I left that day. That kind of, your short notice, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how we met. Sorry, totally zoned out. That's how we met. And again, no two twin flame journeys are alike. Not completely. You may have similarities. Because I'm in communication with my twin. And she's not in communication with her twin. And honestly, I told her, I said, listen, don't feel like it's any better being in communication with them. Because I don't know what's worse. Honestly, I don't. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm in communication, but I'm still not, I still don't get exactly what I want. And that'll be a story for another night, because sis is tired today, okay? So yeah, I get to see him and touch him and kiss him, but I swear I'm in just as much pain as you are. And I know people might be like, girl, you just talking shit. You just saying that. And da-da-da-da-da. No, I promise you. I don't know what's worse, to be in communication but not be able to be with him, or just not be in communication at all. Because some days I wish we still weren't in communication. Like, I think I would have still had to stay asleep to that part of the journey. Okay? Honestly. Because it'd be days where you really, 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 really want to be with your twin. And then it'd be days where you're like, man, fuck him. And that's literally when you be purging. At least for me, all that shit come up. Because I do have anger and resentment towards my
my twin. Not, but then, of course, when I really think about it, it turned, go around the carousel a couple times, they always come back to me. And, wait, is that the one? Oh, yes, because when you, like I say, your twin is your reflection. So, I ignore myself, and so he ignores me. And what I mean by that is, he goes and he's with someone else. So, I don't pick me, so he doesn't pick me either. That kind of thing. I don't pick myself. I don't choose myself. Because I'm all about other people's happiness. So, when I do that, well, that just pushes him further into the arms of somebody else. And I know some people be like, that's a bunch of bullshit. I wish a motherfucker would. But I promise you, you can think that all you want to on this journey. When I say this journey will hand your ass to you and smile at you while they do it, this journey, the universe, whomever, will hand it to you happily on a silver platter. Okay, will hand you your ass. So, if you're not ready to confront your demons, you're not ready for a twin flame journey. And I'm not saying that like it's some elite something something. No, I just don't want people to get blinded by the romance. Because all that, like I say, you go to Googling, you go to searching, and you know, social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, you're going to find a million gazillion twin flame pages, groups, readers, whatever. You have those that overly romanticize the journey. So now everybody thinks it's just this big romantic journey. I really wish it was, but it is not. Because where there's light, there's darkness. So, yes, they shine your light, but who? That darkness? But anywho, so a little resentment. I do have resentment and anger because I feel like, especially once I found out the feelings was true, the feelings were mutual. It's like, so you feel the way I do, blah, 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 but you choose to be with somebody else. Make it make sense, right? That's ego. So I do have resentment there. I ain't gonna lie. I won't lie to you. I do. Not as much now, but it definitely is still there. It is still there. So yeah, that I have to work on. So don't think it's all you find this love of your life and y'all are peaches and cream after that. Nah, baby. No. The peaches, you'll find out the peaches are slowly going rotten with this good ass whipped cream on top. Right? You see the whipped cream, you like, bet. But then, bitch, you hit them peaches. Wait a minute. But ain't nobody said. So just know, if you're out here looking for a twin flame journey, or if you find yourself on a twin flame journey, it's not all unicorns and rainbow farts. No. Bitch. Shitting out nails. You know what I'm saying? While somebody dragging their claws across the chalkboard. Just. And I don't want to scare nobody. But I promise you, it get ugly. With yourself. Not with nobody. In particular, unless it's, you know, some lesson you need to learn. Because it'll boil that shit up to the top too. So that's what I did with me and my roommate. Brew some shit up to the top. And it's like, you gotta go. Well, actually, I didn't even say she had to go. She just decided to go on the go. Excuse me. That was sexy. So, yeah. Don't go looking for it. Thinking you about to be, you know, meet this person. Y'all gonna be in love. And y'all gonna be together forever. Now, some people's journey, they do. They meet,
they fall for each other, you know, that love, and they get together and they stay together. Then you got some like me, some like my friend, just it's all different. Because some people be like, well, my twin, we ain't even go through all that. We just got together. Oh, yeah, that was your journey. And you got twins like me, we in communication. And we won't stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? And some people don't even have that. So everybody's journey is different. Don't go in thinking you about to meet this person and y'all going to be together forever, get married, and have a family you always dreamed of. It won't look nothing like that. And that's the thing about the twin flame relationship, is it is here to debunk the traditional relationship. It is here to bring in unconditional love. We have unconditional love for our twins, and they have it for us. And then we come together and we spread that unconditional love throughout the world by helping people and just being who we are, which is loving beings. Now, don't get it twisted. That don't mean we won't whoop up a nigga ass. Now, that don't get it twisted. I ain't saying that. But, you know, when you're kind of people, like Saturday, I didn't want to be at work. I was miserable. I really was. Like, in between patients, I was miserable, okay? I just wanted to go home. But when I was with my patients, anytime I called a patient back, I had a great experience with the patient. I did, and they seemingly did too. You know, we laugh, we talk. And that's how you spread that unconditional love. That's how you can, because there are other ways to spread that unconditional love. But that is how I like to spread love. Make people smile. Make people laugh. You don't know what people are going through in their day-to-day life. And you may feel like you do, but when you think about your life and how the people on the outside, you know, don't know what you're going through. You know, like, nobody knows unless you tell them. So that's why it's like, just, you know, be kind. That's how I spread the love. I'm kind. I do my best to be patient, you know, and my patience, oh my goodness, my patience is patient, okay? Because, honey, me and having patience wasn't a thing. I had no patience for anybody, I promise you. Just being compassionate, empathetic with people. But I really, that's the weird thing about Saturday. It's like, I really didn't want to be there. But at the same time, it was a good day. I had one person that came in wanting to be an asshole. And I feel like that was a test. And I feel like I passed that test. Unless they wanted me to get buck. But I really, the mood I was in, I didn't even have the energy in me. Like, just thinking about going at it with this person just was exhausting. So, that's how, other than that, that's how I like to, you know, help and just spread love. And so, you know, you and your twin can come together in physical union and do whatever it is that the two of you do, whatever your purpose is together, to help spread that unconditional love and raise the vibration of the earth. That's what we're here for, right? Ultimately, that's the ultimate life purpose, is to help people spread unconditional love and raise the vibration of the earth. I done probably said a few different things, but that's the gist of the purpose of the twin flames. And I thought, you know, I thought it was so cute, because I've always chosen love, right? Even though I've never had a relationship, even though I've been done wrong by men, even though, you know, just it seems like love eludes me at every chance, I still choose love every day. And I want everyone to choose love every day. I don't like that people are miserable or unhappy. And it's like, if you only knew that you are responsible for your happiness. So if you find that you are somewhere you do not want to be, you're at a job where you're not happy, you are in a relationship where you are not happy, it's something where you're not happy, you can change it. We say that we're stuck, but you're not really stuck. You're stuck mentally because you feel like you need to be here. Ooh, especially relationships. When people say they're in relationships, they stay in relationships and marriages for the kids' sake. Honestly, you're really doing the kids a disservice, because I hate that adults act like children can't pick up on energy. Kids are so pure. They pick up on that shit instantly. I promise you, if you ask your kids, do they want you to stay married? You know, especially if you find that your marriage is tumultuous, and it's like, would you rather me stay with your parent, you know, your other parent, or would you rather me be happy? Or just something along those lines. If you get what I'm saying, because I really can't think of the other way to say what I'm really trying to say. Your kids just want you to be happy. They can feel when there's discomfort. They can see the elephant in the room. They can cut that tension with a knife, no matter how much you try and mask it. Now, they might not have heard y'all arguing, but they damn sure feel that energy when y'all came out the room to try and come fix dinner, like y'all weren't just in there going at each other's throats. They might not know about that part, but they damn sure feel that energy when y'all came out the room. They know when you're not happy. I got way off track. But anyway, if you're not happy, do what makes you happy. If you need to leave that relationship to go find yourself, to go on your eat, love, pray journey, then do that. It's okay. And I know that shit may sound cold-hearted, but honestly, your happiness comes first. Because if you're not happy, nothing you do will be happy or will be fulfilling. When you know you want to get out here and travel, but you tied down to the family. Now, I'm not necessarily saying you got to go through a whole divorce, but if you want to travel, you can travel by yourself. You can travel with your wife, your significant other, your kids. You know, you can make it where you can travel, even or whatever it is. I feel like as couples, people should go out by themselves for a little vacation on the weekend, because you need to get away. Anywho, I'm getting way off track. But anywho, that's my two cents on Twin Flame Journey. I'll probably come back, because, of course, I'm sure I missed a lot of shit. Okay? Yo, I know I did. I ain't got to think about it. I know I did. I missed so much shit. So, yeah. Because, like I said, it's so in-depth. It's so in-depth. It's so much detail. Because like I say, every journey is not the same, and you have to navigate your journey, which can be very stressful, irritating, sad, mad. Anyway, I love you all. Have a good night. I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening. Good night.